When we look in
that 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah, where we began, amen, praise God, our, amen, praise God, where we have our foundational text, amen, praise God, for the message today, amen. Israel is told by God, amen, concerning, praise God, rest that will come assuredly. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Israel is familiar, praise God, with the trouble of bondage. And they understand, praise God, now being under the whip and being persecuted. And amen, praise God. They understand, praise God, amen. For they have, amen, been in Egypt 430 years before they get their deliverance. As Moses leads them out, amen, praise God, of that bondage. But as Moses, amen, has led them out, and amen, praise God, God, amen, speaks, amen, praise God, this through the prophet Isaiah in verse number 3 of that 14th chapter. And he says, "And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest." Can you say amen? What is God saying, praise God? He's saying, surely, and of a certainty, and positively, amen, praise God, and positively, amen, the day is coming when I will give you rest. There is no if, no and, no but about it. There is, amen, praise God, no controversy concerning it. The day will absolutely come, can you say amen, when I will give you rest. Amen, praise God. And to someone, praise God, who has known what it is to be troubled and to be, amen, under the whip and to be under persecution, the idea of having rest will bring joy all by itself.
Amen.
Amen, praise God. There will be in the heart of that individual, praise God, a praise to God just for the realization to know, hallelujah, that finally I'm going to get some rest. Amen, praise God. Be, amen, praise God. Egyptians didn't have, amen, praise God, for Israel, a five-day work week, hallelujah, praise God, but they were constantly under the burden. They were constantly in labor. They were constantly, amen, moving, amen, praise God, amen, especially after, praise God, they were being persecuted. They were moving to fulfill the desire of their taskmaster. They didn't have time, as it were, for themselves, but they had to do according to what their masters demanded of them. Can you say amen? But God brings them out of what he calls an iron furnace. Amen, praise God. Tell your neighbor that's a reference to a place where there is great difficulty, turmoil, and suffering, but God brings them out. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Brings them out with a strong, amen, hand. Can you say amen? He allows Israel to see, praise God, nobody delivered you but me. I'm the one that brought you out. I'm the one that made a way for you. Can you say amen? Nobody shot an arrow. Nobody threw a spear. But by the power of God, amen, praise God, by the time he had brought judgments on the gods of Egypt and the final judgment of the death of the firstborn, amen, praise God, the Egyptians were glad to get rid of those Israelites. Can we say amen? He brings them, praise God, through the Red Sea. He destroys their enemy in their eyes. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He's going to bring them, as it were, to a land flowing with milk and honey. But Isaiah, praise God, even in the ups and downs of the nation of Israel, reminds them, praise God, that the day is coming when you will have rest. Rest, amen, praise God, from fear. Rest from sorrow.
and rest from hard bondage. Yes. Tell your neighbor, amen. Praise God for the nation of Israel, for it to be fulfilled in its entirety. Praise God. It will be in the time of the millennial kingdom. Amen. Praise God. When God will absolutely, amen. Praise God, give rest to this nation. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we are blessed. We are fortunate. We are blessed of God that, amen. Praise God. We don't have to wait. Hallelujah. Until the millennial to find rest. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And the rest that, amen, is promised. Hallelujah. Praise God to Israel. Amen. Praise God. Is a rest that is fulfilled, amen, by God unto us. What, amen, praise God, is it? Amen. Praise God. God, amen, amen, who is God over all, is able, praise God, to give unto us, amen, praise God, a place in Him where we can find rest, not some of the time, but all the time. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it doesn't matter if you got trouble on the right hand or trouble on the left. Amen. God has provided, hallelujah, a rest that is available only in Him. Tell your neighbor, praise God, any other place you might look to find this kind of rest, it will disappoint you. But in God, there is a rest, hallelujah, that will cause you to be able, even in sorrow, to lift up a praise unto God. How many know, praise God, you can praise Him when you don't even feel like praising Him. Tell your neighbor, when you know what He's done for you, when you know where He brought you from, when you know that He is yet a deliverer and yet a way maker, you look beyond where you are and you look unto the God that is able to do exceedingly and above all you can think or even ask. Hallelujah. You see, praise God, when there's trouble on the right hand and trouble on the left, you go forward in trouble and back up, there's trouble. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Amen. Praise God. We are troubled on every side, but yet we are not distressed. Oh, Lord, how in the world can it be? Hallelujah. You got trouble all around you, and you got a praise down on the inside. How can it be? Hallelujah. That even in the midst of your trouble, there is a joy that make you smile. Amen. That make you lift your head up. That make you say, thank you, Lord. I know who my Redeemer is. I know the one that will bring me out. I know the one that will make a way out of no way. Even in sorrow, you can be glad. Tell your neighbor, amen. My circumstance does not dictate my praise unto God. Tell your neighbor, I refuse to let my sorrow bend my head down. Away. Anybody believe He'll help you? Can you say amen? If you believe He'll help you, then you ain't got to worry about what you see in front of you. Because God is greater. Tell your neighbor, God is greater. He's greater than what I face. He's greater than the enemy of my soul. He's greater, greater, greater than he that would destroy me. He's than the law. Don't tell me not to praise Him, cause He's worthy of my praise. Don't tell me not to magnify Him, cause He's worthy to be magnified. He's a great God. Just say amen. God says victory. I'll deliver you from your sorrow. Can you say amen? I'll deliver you from your fear. I'll take away, amen, the heavy burden. Can you say amen? How many know? Hallelujah. Isaiah begins to write. Can you say amen? And he lets us know, hallelujah, as we write, hallelujah, that precept, he needs to lay on precept. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, there's the commandment and there's the rule. The commandment is the precept. Can you say amen? Not only does a commandment lay on another commandment, but amen, praise God, line is on line. Tell your neighbor, you don't find it all in one place. Can you say amen? If you love God, you gotta search the scripture. Can you say amen? You gotta find out that he's a deliverer in the valley. Can you say amen? You gotta find out that he's a way maker. Even if there ain't no way, he's a way maker. If you're hungry, he'll clothe you if you're naked. When your heart is overwhelmed, he'll bring you to a rock. That's our God. Tell your neighbor, that's what he does. Can you say amen? He delivers us from sorrow. But that ain't the whole deal. He said from fear. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I ain't gotta be afraid. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, amen, my life is hid with God. What can man do unto me? Tell your neighbor, I ain't gotta be scared. Can you say amen? Ain't no need to tiptoeing around the enemy. Walk boldly. Can you say amen? Who are you? I'm the anointed of God. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Tell your neighbor, I will prevail because I am made by God more than a conqueror. How many know you will prevail? If you know you will prevail, praise him like a God. Sanctified folk, they don't know how to act. I kick them and I beat them, and they still stand. Hallelujah. What's wrong with them? Can you say amen? I took this from them, I took that from them, and they still got the nerve to lift up their eyes. What's wrong with them? Can you say amen? They don't know how to give up. They keep holding on. Amen. Can you say amen? And they just hold on to Jesus. Can you say amen? I did all I could to get between them and the Lord. But you know what? Ain't nothing gonna separate me from the love of God. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, ain't nothing gonna separate me. I'm gonna hold on. But the devil don't know. Tell you that when the devil don't know, that when I turn loose, God still holding on. Tell you that when the devil don't know, when I turn loose, God still holding on. Tell you that he loves me and he won't let me go. He loves me like that. Can you say amen? Sometimes I don't do like I ought to do. I don't praise him like I ought to praise him. But you know what? He loved me. Can you say amen? And my buddy, amen, would turn their back. But God said this, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be there to bring you through. I'll be there. you say amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. So Isaiah said, with stammering lips and another tongue, I'll speak to this people. Can you say amen? I will let them know this is the rest. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you ain't got to wait till the way you feel. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the church is blessed by God. Hallelujah. Amen. And right here, right now, through the power of the Holy Ghost, God will provide for us the rest that we need. Hallelujah, praise God. Not only does the Holy Ghost lead you into all the truth, but you know what? It ain't just the spirit of truth. Can you say amen? I heard, amen, praise God, the word of God declare that Jesus said, I will send you another comforter. Tell your neighbor, there's comfort in the Holy Ghost. Can you say amen? When you can't find comfort nowhere else, there's comfort in the Holy Ghost. Tell your neighbor, in him I can find comfort. Can you say amen? Why would my mind be troubled when comfort is available? Why would I be worried when I can rest? Why would I be troubled when God had provided for me a place of rest? But we don't always want to hear. We want to hear our trouble. Can you say amen? If your troubles talk to you, you know what it's going to talk about? Trouble.
That's all it's going to
do. Is that your trouble talk to you? What your trouble going to talk to you about?
Yes, Lord.
Is trouble. Can you say amen? Yeah, I got this trouble. I got trouble. And then trouble gonna remind you. Yeah, you got that one. You got that one too. And you got that one too. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, it won't help you to talk to trouble. And on comfort in talking to trouble. Can you say thank you, Jesus? When fear come in, amen, if you talk with fear, what you think fear going to talk to you about? Fear. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God, you thought you were scared. Let me make you a little scared. Can you say amen? Oh, somebody, tell your neighbor, ain't no comfort in talking to fear. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. You're going to be worse off than when you began. Can you say amen? But what do? You go to the place, amen, that God has ordained that you can have rest. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, in the Holy Ghost, in that relationship with God, you find comfort. Because you know something. What God said, he meant. Can you say amen? And if he said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will bring him out of them all. Tell your neighbor, it means what he said. So don't think you're going to slide through here. It ain't going to be no affliction. Yeah, they're going to be affliction. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Don't think you're going to slide through here. It ain't going to be no tribulation. Tell your neighbor, yeah, they're going to be tribulation. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. But listen to what Paul's saying. Amen, praise God. Listen, amen, Paul, let us know. Amen, praise God, that we don't just glory. Amen, praise God, in the majesty of God. But we glory in tribulation also. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when trouble comes, don't lay your praise down. When trouble comes, don't get to worrying. Amen. Don't get scared. Hold on to God. Can you say amen? Don't throw your confidence out the window. He that shall come, he will come. Tell your neighbor, it may take a little while. It might take a little while. That's why you got faith, honey. Can you say amen? Because it might take a little while. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God, why? You're still holding on. Because I'm still believing. He's coming. Can you say amen? The devil hunts you and say, well, you don't see him, do you? I don't have to see him. He told me in his word. Can you say amen? And what he told me, the petition from God. God asked him this: believest thou that I'm able to do this? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. So instead of dialing up fear, dialing up trouble, can you say amen? Dial up God. When he dials him up, he'll tell you what he's able to do. Then he's going to want to know from you, do you believe that I'm able? Can you say amen? Amen. And the answer of the people of God should be, yeah, Lord, I believe. But in the areas where I don't believe, how foul my unbelief. Tell your neighbor, God can help you. Can you say amen? Tell him God can help you. God can help you. It's not a sometime thing. It's an every day. Can you say amen? He's a present help in a time of trouble. God knows we got trouble. Can you say amen? And amen. Praise God. In the world, you will have tribulation. But listen, it doesn't seem to follow what he says next. Because he said, you don't have tribulation. But then he said, but be of good cheer.
Scripture.
Yes,
Scripture.
What? You mean when I got tribulation, I'm supposed to be good cheer? I ain't looking like the dog died and the cat. Amen. Praise God. Got this condition. Amen. Rent and gas bill and all that stuff. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Look like you lost your last friend. Or you down to your last friend and he died. Lord, all of that. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Looking like you ain't got no hope. That's not us.
That's right.
Amen. Praise God. In our flesh, we have hope. That means on this side of the resurrection, we believe we're going to be risen to meet with God in the air. Can you say amen? How do you dare to have that kind of hope? Because I've obeyed the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I look to the Lord. Got baptized in the name of Jesus. Got filled with the Holy Ghost. I spoke in other tongues. And the Spirit of God gave me utterance. I have hope now. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. This hope that I have, amen, it won't make us shameful. Tribulation will work some experience. Can you say that, Jesus? Tell your neighbor. You will know after a while what you should do in the valley. Take a minute. Can you say amen? But you will work it out. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? The more you whine and crying in the valley, the more you're going to be whining and crying in the valley. Can you say amen? Get the word out. Can you say amen? When I turn away from that and begin to give God glory, when I turn away from that and begin to give God praise, and have the nerve to tell God any way you bless, any way you want to do it, Lord, any way you want to do it, I'll be satisfied. No, we want to dictate. Do it like this, Lord. Then we got the nerve to tell God how to do it, and then to sit down there and expect that God gonna do it and follow our orders. Can you say? Somebody say, Lord, help us.
Help us. I'm telling you, help me, Lord. Help me.
You ain't sovereign.
No.
Give no orders. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Our place is to say yes to the Lord. Can you say amen? Sometimes it's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Sometimes it ain't going to make you feel good. Yes, Lord. So if you understand that God is working in your behalf, why would you complain? Why would you? It's working for my good.
Yes.
I say it's working for my good.
Yes.
If you love the Lord, if you are the call according into his purpose, all things will work together for good. But stop it.
Uh-oh.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Just stop it. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. It ain't about us. It's about God. Amen. Praise God. He say valley time.
I'm telling you.
Valley time. He say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He say whatever he said, and don't make no mistake about it. When you put yourself in the valley, God ain't abdicated the throne. He's still God.
He's still God.
Amen. So just because you put yourself in the valley, don't mean you can't cry out to God and tell God, help me. Give up. You don't let the devil have the victory. You don't join the camp of the enemy. You don't say, I fought God. Amen. Make a way. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's the same thing with Miriam. I'm getting ready to close to the day. God, you got here. Thank God you're here. But he already did.
That's what we said.
You say
amen.
Thank God you're here, Lord. But where were you 4 days ago? Can you say amen? Because he's been dead 4 days now. And by this time, he ain't smelling too good. Can you say amen? In fact, you know, we got the nerve sometimes to say, well, Lord, why are you here now?
That's true.
Why? Like it's the past. Like it's too late for God. It's over with. Why are you here now, Lord? But amen, he reminded it. Amen, Mary. I am the resurrection and the life. Can you say amen?
Love it.
Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. You don't have to worry about it. Amen, praise God. God's program. He knows what he's going to do, and he knows when he's going to do it. Tell your neighbor, he knows what he's going to do, and he knows when he's going to do it. You want something to fear? Fear God.
Hey! That's what you fear.
You want something to be afraid of? You want something to make your little knees knock together? Fear God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What's the whole duty of man?
Amen.
To fear God. To keep his commandments.
Scripture.
Can you say amen? Amen. So you got enough to work on?
I
got enough to work on. You got enough to work on. Every one of us. Kind of love to work on. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
Amen. There's enough, amen, beams in the eyes.
I'm sorry. I can't even see no more.
You say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Can you say you can work on that? Can you say
amen?
Amen. God has given us rest in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
He's given us confidence in the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise God. The church, amen, is blessed beyond measure. We don't have to wait till the millennium to come when we can have, amen, praise God, these promises that God gave, amen, to Israel. Moses said, amen, praise God, Lord, I don't want to go by myself. Can you say
that?
We should have that mentality.
I'm telling you.
We don't want to walk this walk alone.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, I need God to walk with me. I need God to walk with me. Yes, amen. What does God tell, amen, praise God, Moses? My presence shall go with you. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. And I will give you rest.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, there is rest in the presence of God. Tell them again, there is rest
in the presence
of God. So if you trouble, get in the presence of God.
Oh my God.
If your heart is troubled,
get in the
presence of God.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Before you do those other things that you want to do, get in the presence of God. You'll find rest, and you find out you ain't got to do those other things that you want to
do.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so, praise God. Amen. Praise God. We are to be encouraged today because of the comfort that God provides for us. His call. Come unto me.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
All ye that labor and are heavy laden, that I give you
yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, amen, praise God. I know you got saved and whom the sun set free is free indeed. Amen, praise God. But there is a yoke.
Yes.
Can you say amen? Yes. Tell your neighbor, there's a yoke.
Yes.
Praise God. God want to yoke you.
My job.
Put the yoke on you. Can you say amen? In other words, amen. Praise God. He's going to hold you.
He will.
Can you say amen?
Thank you.
Isn't God good?
Amen.
Isn't God good?
Amen.
Because you won't go beyond your limits of the yoke. If God had to cut your life off, yes, he will. Because you won't go beyond the limits of the yoke. Why? Because you belong to God. Can you say amen? You belong. Can you say amen? So then God says, take my yoke on you. Learn about who I am. Can you say amen? Learn that, amen, praise God, nobody like me. Learn that nobody ever gonna love you like I love you. Learn that nobody ever gonna take care of you like I take care of you. Can you say amen? Stop trying to lean on the man. Can you say amen? Learn to lean on the God. Can you say amen? Amen. Because the God is the provider. Can you say amen? Man might be here today, soon, tomorrow, gone. Can you say amen? And then there you go, running, trying to buy. Hold up, wait a minute. Buy, that's what you're supposed to say. Buy. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Because God is my provider.
Yes, Lord.
And so then, praise God, we are to learn to lean on him. And amen, praise God, will affect us in our walk with him. Can you say amen?
Amen?
When you know his presence goes with us. When you know he gives us rest. When we know he provides for us. When we know that even in our darkest valley, we can still be rejoicing in God. It will affect us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
It will enlighten us.
Yes, Lord.
And amen, praise God. And that's what God wants us to be. Enlightened.
Thank you.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
See, when you're enlightened, amen, the knowledge that's in you begin to shine out of you. Can you say amen? And you can light somebody else's darkness just by the light that you have working in you. Can you say amen? So don't let the world see your head hung down and you say you're a child of God. You feel with the Holy Ghost speaking in another tongue and you're going moping around. That's not the witness, God wants. Can you say amen? That's not the witness. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You feel with the Holy Ghost and wringing your hands. Oh, God, how am I going to make it? Amen. Praise it. You ain't got to worry. That ain't your concern. God going to take care of you. You say amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I got to and all of that. Yeah. But do be wise. Can you say amen? But understand. Amen. All the good plans you have.
Gotcha.
Every one of them can fail.
Every
one of them can fail.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Yes.
Will my children fail? Will my grandchildren fail? Will my neighbor fail? Can you say, will my bank account fail? Can you say amen? All of that can fail. But you know who never fails? Never. Never. Never fails. So then we can count on him. So praise God, amen. Take advantage of the rest. God saved us and filled us with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We ain't supposed to be worried about stuff. Stay your neighbor. You ain't supposed to be worried about stuff. Be wise and plan. Yes. Don't worry. Can you say amen? Be wise and plan and pray. Don't worry. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. The world, amen, praise God, got their head full of stuff. Can you say amen? What we want to fill out here with is the word of God.
Hey.
Can you say amen? We're trying to fill it with stuff. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor stuff will mess you up. Turn you inside out. Make you walk backwards when you're supposed to be going the other way. Can you say amen? So, amen, praise God. Don't worry about stuff. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm leaving you, but amen, praise God. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Tell your neighbor, you are of more value than many sparrows. Come again, you are more
valuable
than many sparrows. Say
amen.
Amen. Y'all know where I'm coming from. I ain't going there. So you know where I'm coming from. You are more valuable than many sparrows. So rest in this truth. Rest in this understanding that God will take care of us. The United States of America burned down to the ground.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to be all right.
In the name. In the name. In the name.
all.
Because God is my keeper.
That's right.
And God is my
friend.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And amen. You're going to be all right. If you have your trust anchored in the Lord.
Amen.
So don't look at the times.
Do it.
Look at the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And rest in God.
Yeah.